Eastern browns rank in the top 10 of the deadliest snakes on earth. But Gavin Smith, Associate Professor in Sociology at the ANU and a snake catcher himself, says our fear is misplaced, and he joins us to have a chat about it. Gavin, how are you today?
Hi, Andrew. It's great to be with you guys.
Mate, why do I feel that Eastern browns are trying to kill me?
I think a lot of that representation that you've been exposed to probably through your life, as many Australians have, is very much the image of the Eastern brown and its distinctive defensive posture when it's in that S shape, like a cobra,
yep.
Where it gets its Latin name from, false cobra, Pseudonaja textilis. And it's kind of an image that we have that, you know, a cranky snake. And we have all these kinds of cultural reference points, theological reference points, where snakes are presented as being these kind of troubling figures, these sinister, malign entities that are going to corrupt us, are going to harm us. And I think both a mixture of a primal instinct with all that cultural conditioning has generated this kind of, popular representation of the snake as being this kind of thing that we should fear. And I guess my work as a snake catcher, my research as a sociologist and someone who's learning ecology, I'm on the path to try and change that impression of this animal.
I think you've got your work cut out for you. If for no other reason, like I started by saying, is, you know, when they list the deadliest snakes in the world, the Eastern Brown's always there. And when we talk to people here in the Hunter Valley about Eastern Browns, that's the one that everyone goes, oh, red-belly black snake, they won't bother you too much, but the Browns, they're the one you got to look out for.
I find that so interesting. I mean, I get, obviously, the snake catcher, I get that every day, that kind of same kind of narrative around them. And I actually find Eastern Browns are remarkably timid, very, very uber cautious animals. And as a snake catcher, and of course, I have some experience with a snake. This is the snake I'm called out for 90% of the time. It's for an Eastern Brown, it's in someone's backyard or in someone's work boot, in all the strange places I found them, underneath the dunny. I found one under the dunny recently. Almost always, pretty much 99% of the time, that snake is desperate to get away from me.
Yep.
And it's constantly in that kind of flight mode rather than fight mode, which is, of course, there's lots of videos on YouTube showing Eastern Browns feeling a bit grumpy and upset and harassed. But really, for the most part, if people can just learn to give them a bit of room, admire them from a distance, because they're really highly evolved animals, and start to see different sides of their character, and I'm going to try and do that in some of the research I do, and I certainly do that on my Facebook Kick page, then maybe, just maybe, we can start to reconsider some of those dominant views about these guys.
I think giving a snake a bit of distance is something that most people are very happy to do, but when it comes to getting to know them and give them a bit more respect, I mean, you know, if there's a dog that you're scared of, okay, maybe someone can hold it while you pat it, but how do we get to gain more respect and an appreciation of the Eastern Brown?
It's a great question. I mean, I think part of it comes down to the way in which the snake, its character is that it's a very secretive, cryptic, dare I say, esoteric kind of animal, which,
yeah,
you know, people don't see it very often. And then when it does appear, it's as a surprise. Sometimes, like last night, I was called to a property where there was an Eastern Brown inside their house.
Mm.
Or it's just a case of you stepping out in your backyard and go, oh, that stick actually just started to move. Oh, my goodness, it's an Eastern Brown snake. And I think so part of the problem is the fact that these guys keep themselves, which is great, but when they do appear, we're surprised by their presence and we're fearful of their presence because we don't see them as predictable like we do some of our furry companions. So that's one of the problems. And I guess another part of the problem is the fact that Eastern Browns really love the habitats that we have created for them through human development. So,
oh,
you know, they're very happy living in close proximity to us because we afford them with everything they need, good shelter points under the concrete, mice and rats, because we're quite dirty as humans, and we drop things and leave food and have chicken coops and compost bins, and so it attracts these vermin, which then, of course, my Eastern Brown loves, and then obviously hydration points. So it's that element of surprise and unpredictability, and I think the more we can show different kinds of behaviours of the snake, and particularly I do a lot of snake talks, snake safety talks to kids, and try and just get them a bit more excited about reptiles and a bit more aware of what kind of ecological action they perform in the environment that people just don't see in everyday life.
Well, it is a true statement that knowledge defeats fear, and in this instance you have certainly improved our knowledge on the Eastern Brown. Gavin Smith, thank you very much, and keep educating people. That way we'll have a little bit more understanding and a little less fear, perhaps.
Great to be on the show, Andrew, and thanks for speaking with me.